Once upon a time in a faraway land, there existed a magical place known as the Shimmering Lake. This lake was no ordinary body of water. It sparkled like thousands of tiny stars had fallen into it, tempting creatures from all over to seek its mysteries. Many animals believed that whoever could solve three clever riddles posed by the lake's resident guardian, a wise and slightly eccentric frog named Sir Ribbit, would be granted a wish. However, solving the riddles was no small feat. One sunny morning, a brave squirrel named Nutty decided it was her time to shine. Determined to win a wish that could help her community gather enough acorns to last through winter, she scampered to the edge of the Shimmering Lake. As Nutty approached, Sir Ribbit hopped into view, wearing a tiny top hat and holding a cane made from a twig. "Welcome, brave adventurer," he croaked. "To win your wish, you must answer my three riddles. Are you ready?"
"Absolutely," exclaimed Nutty, her tail twitching with excitement.
Sir Ribbit cleared his throat dramatically and posed his first riddle. "I have keys but open no locks.
I have space but no room.
You can enter, but you can't go outside.
What am I?"
Nutty scratched her head, deep in thought. After a comical series of guesses, including a very confused crocodile and a silly pancake, Nutty finally shouted, "A piano." The frog chuckled, impressed.
"Correct.
On to the next." With newfound confidence, Nutty braced herself for the second riddle. "I speak without a mouth and hear without ears.
I have no body, but I come alive with the wind.
What am I?" For what felt like an eternity, Nutty pondered in silence. Clapping her tiny paws, she suddenly exclaimed, "An echo." Sir Ribbit clapped his froggy hands in delight.
"Well done.
One last riddle to go, and your wish will be yours." Nutty was almost bouncing with excitement when Sir Ribbit proclaimed, "Here is your final challenge. What runs around the yard without moving?" Nutty scratched her chin and made a series of faces, imagining a very clumsy dog trying to catch its tail. Suddenly, she burst into laughter.
"A fence,"
she declared triumphantly. Sir Ribbit leapt high in the air, tipping his hat.
"You've done it.
You have correctly answered all three riddles." As Nutty prepared to make her wish, she realized it was not just about how many acorns she could hoard, but how everyone in her community could benefit from one simple wish. With a beaming smile, Nutty wished for a big, cheerful festival where everyone could come together, share food, and enjoy games. Sir Ribbit laughed and agreed, for he had come to understand that true happiness comes from sharing with others. And so, the Shimmering Lake became the site of a grand celebration, teaching Nutty and her friends that the best wishes of all are those that spread joy to everyone.